We get current daf mesechtes, but we come daf lama gimel, we give on base. We can taste master begin the gemara, ikka beinai, which this actually belongs on Amet Aleph. That as we said in the previous Rebbe Masla, the difference between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shmuel is if the nizik was makdashim, which according to Rebbe Kiva is going to be sanctified because he holds that the victim already has rights in it. Question. Says, even though if the mazik is actually admits to his guilt on his own, mifti is actually exempt to the knasu because it's a penalty and moed b'knas is potter, so it turns out nizik's not going to get anything. However, he didn't admit yet. Until he admits, it actually is already the victim. When he actually admits, actually then becomes that he's not liable. You know, he says, at the beginning of the word, yeah, this we say it's Kaddish means because Rebbe Vo is halacha. Rebbe Vo, I was teaching like Kaddish, and there's no sanctity at all. Mishum the Kaddish is dumb, and as Tosfos explains, because what are you going to say? There's a monetary sanctity over here that because he owes him money, the imav kas mideshi, but that doesn't remove it from its lien. And also, and amayr hocha b'malmum, and here we're talking about a blemish where it's all it is would be a Kaddish is dumb. Well, you know, you could even say betam. Even say that it's unblemished, but it could go into Kaddish Lebedek Abayis. We were sanctified for the temple upkeep, which is also the Kaddish Kaddish, which is only a monetary sanctity, which again did not remove it from its Shibud. I mean, like the Gemara says, Tumor Davav Merav, Matzvas Tumim Lebedek Abayis, someone gives the Kaddish of an unblemished animal for the temple upkeep, Mashal says what he's done is done, and yeah, it will be considered as only Kaddish is done, which again, therefore, nothing is being done because it can't remove the Shibud of the victim, even according to Bishma. Now the kashim can't be in tam. It says it's from here. Typical to be in tam. Shmefarashi explains the bechol kedushas metatlin. Any sanctification of a movable item of kashim the shibud does remove from shibud. But the kedushas dam, even though it's only monetary sanctity, and here we're saying that it doesn't. So when we're in tam, he says dalmur rabban the shibud the nizik. You're right. Usually it will remove, but here the rabbanan gave a power to the lien of the victim. As we find certain cases where the rabbis give strength, let's say over there to the lien of the husband, here also they gave a certain strength to the lien of the victim that it doesn't, the Kedushas Dam will not remove it. But in general, Rebbein Tam stands still that it would remove the Kedushas, it would remove through Kedushas Dam and the Shibud. Next, that if someone damages the lien of his friend, he's going to be exempt. Which Tosfos points out, Plagid Rav Shem Gamliel just disagrees with Rav Shem Gamliel, the Mechayev Bashalech, that he holds actually you are liable, as the Gemara brings again, according to at least one of the Amoric opinions mentioned over there. Next, Tosfos Maskil, which just belongs on the Lamed and Aleph, Shema Mina, what we infer from this, and this is the Gemara's question, a later creditor shakadam begav bechulu that he comes first and collects first that what he collected is not collected, which Tosfos points out the like bananas. This is not like bananas. The peg mishayinus and the gemara ksuba the betzadi dal menal because according to him kiheich the bekakoyis just like by properties other bachem other bachay meucher actually a later creditor is better. And the reason why from the nilas del is because we don't want to lock the door from lenders. Tfei, meaning he's better than what? Because meaning creditors are lenders, and we want lenders to be able to have where to collect from, because they're also not going to lend. Family kech mocha, better than a later buyer, because buyers don't have, we don't need that as much. So chanam here also, avgav dem kech mocher. So this is the Gemara wouldn't have a question over here, because you're right, although from a later buyer, gavilei nizik, the victim could collect them, like the Gemara previously said, mishum disle kala, because the word gets out and he knows how to protect himself. But that's not true. From a later creditor, he would not collect Mishum Dilas Dallas because of closing the door. So the whole Gemara's question would not be a correct application because when you're talking about a creditor, this is a different halacha. So don't prove Shmamin the Baal Chiv Mocha Shakam Gavin Mashagavala Gava regarding another creditor because creditors have different halachas than it comes to Lakuchas.